So we invite you to relax and tune in to these other levels of reality beyond time and space, where we're all connected in the heart and in love. So I invite you now to close your eyes and take a few long deep breaths, and let's all relax together. Just feel and visualize all the beautiful light and life force that surrounds you coming into your body with each inhale, breathing it deep down into your lungs, clearing out any stale old energy, breathing out the shadow, breathing in the relaxation. Breathing out any worries about the past or the future. Breathing in the present moment, being right here, right now, nowhere to go, nothing to do. Just giving yourself the gift of this present moment. So continue your long, slow, deep breathing, relaxing and letting go. And feel, visualize a warm liquid pouring over the top of your head, like honey, pouring over you, relaxing every muscle that it touches. Feel your scalp relaxing and your forehead and your whole face, all the muscles around your eyes and your ears, nose and mouth, the jaw, the back of the tongue. Feel yourself deeply letting go. When we relax the back of the tongue, a whole region of the body relaxes. The back of the head, the neck, the shoulders. So just spend a moment focusing on the back of your tongue, relaxing that area, letting go of any tension. Feeling the honey pouring over your neck and shoulders, your upper back and your chest, your arms, all the way down to your hands and your fingers. Just letting all the tension go. Feel the honey pouring over your torso, over your abdomen and your lower back, all the way down to your hips and your pelvis. Feeling the psoas muscles relaxing. Those are the muscles that run down the front of your hips on each side of your body. And the psoas muscles are a place where we hold a lot of tension. So if you can focus there and just feel them melting and relaxing and letting go, you'll feel that whole region of your midsection relax. So just focus there for a moment. Breathing in the light. Remember you're breathing while we do this. Breathing in deeply. And feeling the honey continuing to pour down your legs, relaxing upper legs, your knees, your lower legs, your ankles, feet, and toes. Just feeling all the tension being swept away, dropping away. And now I'll be silent for a moment or two while we all scan our bodies one more time. Just take a look at your body from head to toes and breathe light into any place that is still holding tension. And release any stress in the body, any fear or tension or stress. Let's all remember as we relax that relaxation is the foundation of the enlightening of our consciousness. It's the relaxation that allows us to awaken spiritually. And sometimes we forget that. We forget how important it is to just let go and relax. So I invite you to give yourself that gift. If nothing else happens for you on this call, at least relax. And that's a very big thing. If you can just let go and relax, it's bigger than we realize. And now I invite you to put your attention on the root chakra. The root chakra is at the base of the spine, between the anus and the genitals. And I invite you to put your attention there so you just feel what's happening in your root chakra. And notice that as you gently put your attention there, the root chakra naturally opens and relaxes. It's automatic. And it's okay if you don't feel it. You just set your intention that you would like that to happen, and one day you will feel it. But for right now, just relax and open that area as much as you possibly can. And drop your grounding cord down into the earth, all the way down to the center of the earth, and connect with the center of the earth. And feel the beautiful earth energy beneath you, supporting you. Just take a moment to feel where your body connects with the chair and the floor. And just be with that. Feel the gravity pulling you down towards the material world and the earth. And feel how you are supported from beneath by Mother Earth. Just like a little baby in the arms of its mother. Just relax completely and let go into the arms of the mother. Feel yourself letting go and relaxing like a little baby. Completely safe, completely held, completely at peace. Nowhere to go and nothing to do, but relaxing into the embrace of Mother Earth. Feel what a gift this is. And now, draw the earth energy up into your body through the soles of your feet, up your legs. Feel this beautiful grounding, anchoring energy coming up into your body, helping you to feel very balanced and grounded. All the way up to the root chakra. And let's take this beautiful earth energy up the core of the body, the central meridian, known in Sanskrit as the Sushumna. So let's draw the energy up to the navel chakra, feeling the healing and balancing as we pass each chakra, up to the solar plexus chakra, up to the heart. Pause for a moment at the heart. Feel how the heart opens. And feel how there's joy and love here. You might feel yourself start to smile. You might start to feel yourself buoyed up, raised up, lifted up. And if you feel like putting a smile on your face, do that. Just let it happen. Because when you smile, there's a chemical reaction and the endocrine system puts out all the happy hormones, all the chemicals that make us happy. Even if you maybe don't feel happy, if you're maybe in fear, try smiling and see if that shifts how you feel a little bit. Just smile for a few moments and watch what happens in your body. Watch how you feel a little bit more uplifted and happy. And let's continue drawing the energy up to the throat and up to the third eye. And to the place in the center of the head called the Cave of Brahman. And in case you don't know what that is, it's a very magical place right in the center of your head where three glands reside, the hypothalamus, the pineal, and the pituitary. And you can find it by drawing an invisible line back from your third eye, which is the point between the eyebrows and slightly above, and then also draw an invisible line between your ears. And where those two lines intersect, that is the center of your head, and that's where the Cave of Brahman is. The Cave of Brahman, if you're not familiar with it, is a magical place where thought stops. You can feel when you've found that place because your consciousness becomes slightly altered. Thought stops and you feel an expansion of that energy in the center of your head. This is a place where we can connect with the cosmos. So I invite you to just take a moment and find that place in the center of your head and feel it. And again, it's okay if you're not feeling it. That's all right. Just set your intention that you'd like to feel it and it will come. One day you will find that place. And you know it when you find it. I can feel many of us on the call are in that place, and it sends out a beautiful field of peace and calm and connection with each other, connection with the all that is. So just stay with this. And as you hold this beautiful place of peace, inner peace and stillness, feel how the crown chakra naturally opens. The crown chakra sits on the top of the head like a crown that a king or a queen would wear. And you can feel it opening. It's also called the thousand-petaled lotus. And you can feel the petals unfurling, opening one by one, opening up and out on the top of your head. Just visualize and feel that opening and opening and opening. Feel and visualize golden white light raining down from above It's the beautiful celestial energy, divine energy, Father Sky energy. Feel it filling you up as your crown chakra opens up and out like a funnel on top of your head. Feel this light filling up your body and your aura like a gentle, warm rain, golden white light pouring down on you. It's a blissful energy, so it uplifts you, it makes you feel happy. Visualize every cell in your body like a miniature sponge soaking up this beautiful light. Trillions of little tiny sponges inside you soaking up the light. Feel it filling you up. Just take it in. While you fill up with this beautiful light of the divine, I invite you to also put your attention on the Sushumna, the central meridian that runs down the center of your body, right in front of the spine. Just put your attention on the Sushumna and feel how you, your physical body, and your Sushumna is the midpoint between heaven and earth. And this beautiful physical body of yours is the expression of your soul on earth. You are the connection point between heaven and earth. And the midpoint in your body is the heart. So you can put your attention in the heart or on the Sushumna, but just feel that place where you are right between heaven and earth, and both are filling you up. You're connected to both. And as you hold this place, as you hold the heart space, and as you hold the central meridian, feel the peace inside you. Feel how peaceful this place is. It's the peace that passes all understanding. It's the place where you know that you are okay, all is well with the world, no matter what's happening in your world. Everything's okay, because this is who we truly are, is this place of peace and love inside us. That's the energy we are made of, peace and love. So feel it, tap into it. Recognize that this is who you are. And while we all hold this place, I'm just going to say a little prayer and an invocation for our call today. We call on the Great Spirit, Divine Mother, Father God, the Self that we all are. We call on the angels and archangels, the ascended masters, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, gods and goddesses, all the beings who surround us in the highest love and support, those who are known and those who are unknown. We invite you into this call, and we ask that you please surround us in a cocoon of beautiful golden white light and love. Fill us up. And from this place, we send our love, our compassion, and our prayers for all those who might be ill, especially ill from the coronavirus, and to all their families and friends, for all the medical workers around the world who are doing so much to help, who might be tired and worn out, And we send our love to everyone who's affected. We send light and the energy of our hearts out to the whole planet in this time of global crisis. So just feel and visualize that. Feel your love going out to everyone. And we give thanks for this opportunity to be together today. We give thanks for these beautiful bodies that we wear and this beautiful planet that we get to be on. We're deeply, deeply grateful for all the love and support we receive. With deep gratitude, knowing that this is so. Aho.